The challenge is this. Most people have not learned how to deal with it. Most of us don't consciously look at what we link pain and what we link pleasure to, and so our lives are in reaction instead of in control. So, for example, let's say you had a great relationship, somebody you really loved, gave 100% as we started to talk about, and then all of a sudden one day something bad happens. They cheated on you, they left you, they lost interest, they were less motivated or attracted than you were. What happens for some people is they have this thing called pain at this moment. And what they link up in their mind is relationships equal pain. Now there's a problem, because also in their mind they have this other association in their nervous system, and that association is relationships equal pleasure. So what happens in the future? Well, for a long time, this person will probably avoid relationships. You know, they won't get too attracted, they won't express themselves real fully, or they'll be a little bit more closed down. Does this sound like somebody you know? Maybe somebody you know personally? And then what happens is eventually, you know, maybe some of the pain wears off, and they see somebody and they get attracted or they develop a neat relationship and it starts to grow. But there's a point in the relationship when it's going really, really well, when all of a sudden that person begins to sabotage the relationship. Now, have you ever done that? Usually it's because inside your mind, something has happened and your brain's going, oh my gosh, I'm getting all this pleasure. Ah, but I know what's happening next. Relationships will equal pain eventually, so I better get out quick before the pain gets here. Now, I want you to realize that this idea of pain and pleasure doesn't just shape your emotional life or whether, for example, you smoke cigarettes or overeat or whatever the case may be, but it affects every aspect of your life, every aspect, big things and little things. You know, sometimes business people say to me, boy, this pain pleasure thing, this really affects my business, doesn't it? I said, affects your business. It's everything. I mean, it all comes down to people don't even buy the best product anymore. They buy the product they associate the most pleasure to and the least pain. You know, all marketing is when you watch a commercial is them trying to get you to link pleasure to their product and pain to the competition. Management is understanding pain and pleasure. What drives somebody? Because if you want to motivate a human being, you got to find out what already motivates them. If you want to influence them, you got to find out what already influences them. What do they already link pain or pleasure to? I mean, I'll give you an example. I worked with a gentleman. He was one of the first people that I took on as a private client. Now I have a group of people that pay me between $1 and $4 million a year to personally coach them. They don't say that to impress you, but I want to impress upon you, these people will not pay that kind of money unless they get real results. And this man was the first client I took on, was a man who made $500 million in one day, one of the top financial traders in the world. That's pretty amazing. But then he went through this challenge. And the challenge was he couldn't get himself to make any money. For almost 9 straight months, he was losing money. And so he tried everything to turn things around. And pretty soon, as you might guess, he linked major pain to trading because every time he traded, he'd lose. His old identity was he was the best in the world. So he hired me to come in because he was at the point where he literally couldn't get himself to go into the office because going to the office equaled pain. I mean, can you imagine someone that good being that shut down in what I would call learned helplessness? And the man was really a genius, but his conditioning was taking over. So I came in and helped him to change this pain pleasure. I also helped him to evaluate and study him to find out what was he doing at his very best when he was the best in the world. What was he doing with his body, which we're going to teach you about, something called state and physiology in this program, the very things I did with him. What was he doing differently in the way he made decisions? How was he evaluating things? A lot of what this program teaches, I did with him personally, and I began to turn him around. And most importantly, getting to link massive pleasure to trading along with making sure he was using the right principles. You can get all pumped up and excited and link pleasure and do the wrong thing. So by a combination of those aspects, within less than 12 months of coaching him, and I did this seeing him once a month and then talking to him about once a week on the phone and daily through faxes, he made more than $100 million, turned things completely around and developed momentum again. So I just want you to get, this is really important for you if you're in business, as well as important for you in your personal life. And also it doesn't matter how tough things are. You know, I dealt with a woman a couple of years ago who had 152 personalities and she started splitting in the middle of my seminar. And in 45 minutes, I was able to help her to integrate herself. And the way I did that was by understanding the relationship of these 6 human needs as well as the principle of pain and pleasure. So I want you to know, when you master this area of your life, you can change virtually anything. And you've got to master it around the area of learning. Things are changing so rapidly. The one skill you got to have is the ability to learn rapidly. And you know what? When we're in school, we link massive pain to learning, most of us. And so kids, boy, you can turn them around so easily when you entertain them a little bit. You know, I try to make this little tape program somewhat entertaining. I just got my voice to try and do it and tease you and push you. But hopefully you can feel the difference, and you will over the next few days as we go through each day, day after day, building momentum. But you know what? The secret is to realize there's so much information. The only stuff we pay attention to is the stuff that moves us emotionally, something that inspires us or makes us laugh or makes us cry or makes us feel. That's the stuff we remember, and that's the stuff we use. So pain and pleasure is shaping every area of your life. And what we want to do in this tape is really start to take control of it. So we're not in reaction to our old conditioning, but we're in charge of it. And the first step to that is awareness of this principle, the awareness that this is shaping us and how it works. So the controlling force of our life then, the thing that directs our life, is what we link pain and what we link pleasure to. Think about it. Advertisers know all about this, don't they? Advertisers know that if we're going to get people to take action, to use their power to buy things, we got to get them to associate pleasurable feelings to our product or show them how they can eliminate some pain they already have by buying our product. Think about it. Isn't that what they really did in those old AT&T commercials? AT&T tried to give you the pleasure and the pain. What'd they do? They didn't come on with a commercial and say, "Listen, I know you miss your mother. Call her." No, no, no. First, they took out a big knife and they stabbed you in the chest with it, right? They came out there and they showed this poor old lady saying, "Gosh, my son hasn't called me in forever. I miss him. He probably doesn't even love me anymore. Oh my gosh, I'm being left alone." So all the grandmas in the world start to feel pain because they realize their son hasn't called them in at least 15 minutes. On the other side, right, here is the sons out there in the world and or daughters who are watching this going, "Guilt, guilt, oh gosh, I've been busy, oh gosh, I need a call," and everything else. And pretty soon what happens is, in the same 30 seconds after making you feel all this pain for not calling, they then show you that by calling, you'll get what? Pleasure. How does it work? In the same 30 or 60 second commercial, what happens is the son picks up the phone and calls mom and she smiles. Oh my gosh, he does love me. And she smiles and the music comes on behind it and he's smiling and there's this incredible bond and connection. You just feel your heart opening. And at the end of it, they say, "Don't let your family drift away." And what's happened? In 60 seconds, they've gotten you to link to their product a way to avoid pain. Plus they stirred up some of your pain, made you hurt a little more so you're more motivated. And simultaneously showing you how you can heal it and get pleasure just by picking up this little device that's nearby that they'll make money if you take action on. Now, I'm not against it because I think it's a great tool, but I want you to realize it's a pain-pleasure commercial. And then there was Citibank Visa, right? It's interesting to see what Citibank used to motivate people versus, say, American Express and what they used. They both had two classic commercials. In the Citibank commercial, there's a dark background, and a man comes on, and he's got a lot of pain. And he says, "Yeah, I got the phone call. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. My father was having a heart attack. I had no money." Then all of a sudden it comes on, and the Citibank lady comes on with a smile and says, "You know, we heard about his problem." And she said, "We wanted to help. He called us. He told us what he needed the money for. We gave him the credit." It goes back to the man. "Yeah, because of Citibank, I was there. I was there at my father's hospital bed, thanks to Citibank, people who care." Now, what's the implication here? Well, if you want to solve the pain in your life, just get a Citibank Visa, and they'll handle it. You need more money? Hey, just call. They'll handle it. They understand. Well, that's an interesting way of looking at things. On the other side, you got American Express, where you see two achiever type of people who are obviously quite successful, and they've lost their luggage. They're really in a painful state. They're kind of angry, and all of a sudden, the man turns to his wife, being the loving man that he is, and says, "Honey, forget about the luggage. Let's just go buy things. Do you have your American Express card? Great." And they go on the shopping spree, and they buy everything, and they're in Greece, and they're overlooking the water. And all of a sudden, the man turns to the woman and says, "Gosh, I wonder where the luggage is." And she just begins to laugh and says, "Who cares?" And on the stage comes the American Express card. So what do? You associate, "God, if you got an American Express card, you're going to go to Greece. Your husband's going to buy you things. You're going to be in an incredible place." The bottom line is it works. It absolutely works. Advertisers in this country spend billions of dollars because they understand that in 60 seconds they can change our behavior with a little repetition just by changing what we link pain to and what we link pleasure to. That's it. Now, do you remember those Pepsi commercials with Michael Jackson? Here's a guy that doesn't even drink Pepsi, and yet he was paid $15 million for 180 seconds of his time. Why? Because large numbers of people hear Michael Jackson's music, they feel a level of pleasure, and all they have to do is see him or hear his music, and they feel it. So what happens? Well, a little company comes along named Pepsi, and they say, "Look, we want people to feel that way about Pepsi. Let's just do a little conditioning here. Let's get them to associate those feelings to our product. Then they'll want our product as much as they want Michael Jackson. That's why they paid him $15 million. I mean, how did they do it? Well, you got to wait till the next tape to find out how they did it. But right now, let's just get really clear about this. Yeah, that's right. I want to make sure you tune in tomorrow. That's right. But meanwhile, just get clear. Pain and pleasure are the biggest motivators. And of the two, again, I must say, we will do more to avoid pain, usually, than we ever will to gain pleasure. I mean, think about it. Which would you work harder for? To save $25,000, save it up, or to keep somebody from stealing $25,000 from you? I would say usually you'll do more to avoid the pain. Most people in life, in fact, don't succeed until they have enough pain. I mean, think about it. Some of the greatest success stories that we could talk about are people that finally hit rock bottom where they had so much pain they couldn't stand anymore, and that drove them for the pleasure of success. You know, there are all kinds of stories. Og Mandino is a gentleman. I really enjoy his books. I don't know if you've read them, but they're worth picking up. One is called The Greatest Salesman in the World. Here's a gentleman who hit rock bottom, who was an absolute drunk, who was living out on the streets, who had no future, who the only way he could stay warm during the winter was to wander into the libraries. And as he did, he began to pick up some books and read some books and actually feed his mind. And the stimulation there began to change his life. And what happened was he felt that he had so much pain in his life that that was it, that he was no longer willing to experience that. And in his mind, he saw that there was a way to gain pleasure by developing himself, by growing. He eventually went to work for W. Clement Stone and became the editor-in-chief of Success Magazine. We already talked about Lee Iacocca and how his pain drove him to success. I mean, think about it. What are some of the things you've missed out on in your life simply because even though you wanted the pleasure of achieving them or obtaining them or making those things happen, your brain also said, yeah, but it could lead to pain, and that pain stopped you from following through using your power and getting the results. Has it happened more than once in your life? You and I both know it has.